Hello, and welcome to our Lexington Business News Program, where we read from the online editions of Business Lexington and the Lane Report. Your reader today is Betsy. As a reminder, Radio I is a reading service intended for people who are blind or who have other disabilities that make it difficult to read printed material. We'll begin with an article from the Lane Report that's headlined Rose Street Renovation Project to be named Alumni Commons. A plan to name the Rose Street Redevelopment Park Project as Alumni Commons was approved by the University of Kentucky Board of Trustees. The $9 million development project, located between Columbia Avenue and Hugo Drive, is expected to be completed by July 2023, and it will include outdoor classrooms, terrace lawn seating, a water fountain feature, patio and garden areas, and other installations. We are excited to announce the naming of this project that we believe will become a great focal point for faculty, staff, and students on our campus, as well as for alumni who return to their alma mater for events and celebrations, said Tom Harris, UK Vice President for University Relations and Interim Vice President for Philanthropy and Alumni Engagement. Rose Street funnels pedestrian traffic to and from some of UK's most iconic structures, and the transformation of this space will elevate and enhance our campus. At the June board meeting, the trustees accepted a $3 million pledge from the UK Alumni Association to establish a capital project fund to be named the UKAA Rose Street Plaza Beautification Fund. The fund will support the design, demolition, construction, renovation, expansion, and other costs related to the Rose Street Plaza Corridor project on the university's campus. As an alumnus, it's been an honor to be part of this project and envision the potential of this space, said Antoine Huffman, president of the UK Alumni Association. I'm looking forward to Alumni Commons becoming a destination where students and alumni from all over and from different backgrounds can connect and build new traditions that will emerge from the transformation of this space. The association's gift agreement provided naming rights to the new park, and after extensive vetting with alumni, students, and employees, the UKAA board chose Alumni Commons as their preferred name. The UK Alumni Association is proud to be a partner in this transformational project for UK, said Jill Smith, Associate Vice President for Alumni Engagement and Executive Director of the UK Alumni Association. Alumni Commons will be an exciting and welcoming space for all Wildcats, located right in the heart of our campus. The UK Alumni Association looks forward to collaborating with our campus community to engage students and alumni through this beautiful space. The UKAA was established in 1889 and is a self-governed, non-profit organization that serves UK and its many alumni, students, parents, and friends. The association works to enhance the lives of the university's students and alumni by providing opportunities for increased engagement by current and future alumni in service to each other, to the university, and to the communities the university serves throughout the Commonwealth and beyond. Our next article is headlined, New Report Highlights Huge Impact of KCTCS on Kentuckians. Kentucky Community and Technical College System Workforce Solutions completed its highest performing year based on a new enrollment and workforce development report. The first of its kind report shows that KCTCS Workforce Solutions has logged its best year to date since 2000, expanding institutional capacity to help meet the unprecedented needs that companies across the Commonwealth face in retaining, recruiting, reskilling, and upskilling their workforce. More than $7.1 million was allocated for customized employee training activities in fiscal year 2022, up from $3.9 million the year before, according to the KCTCS Workforce and Economic Development Annual Report. The inaugural comprehensive synopsis of TRAIN's activity among KCTS Workforce Solution departments. The report was released in connection with National Workforce Development Month, which is celebrated throughout September. In addition, the report found that the number of TRAINS projects led by KCTCS Workforce Solutions ballooned from 117 to 240 in the last fiscal year. The new Workforce Solutions clients grew by 147% during that same year, and enrollment jumped by 41%, up to 19,111. With labor shortages at historic levels, the need for a skilled workforce has never been more relevant, said KCTCS President Paul Zarapata. He added that companies looking to upskill current employees and train potential workers drove interest in the program, and he lauded the hard work and dedication of KCTCS faculty and Workforce Solutions staff in delivering fast, flexible, and affordable training. This is mission one for us at KCTCS Workforce Solutions, helping to build our communities by creating a skilled and sustainable talent pipeline to support Kentucky businesses of all sizes, noted Zarapata. We're committed to ensuring companies in the Commonwealth can remain competitive and proud to shine a light on these important activities in this report, both to enhance the transparency of these programs and to share the tremendous success of these initiatives made possible only by KCTCS administrators, educators, and instructors. Manufacturing was the top sector receiving services and funding under TRAINS, with $4,141,603 invested in 118 companies, and a total of 142 companies served through customized solutions. Other leading sectors included healthcare, logistics, and business services. The report also includes an overview of TRAINS dollars invested, total company commitment by local workforce area, and workforce development highlights of each KCTCS Workforce Solutions office. Of note, TRAINS offsets the cost of customized training for incumbent worker upskilling, pre-employment training, assessments, and apprenticeship programs. KCTCS has expanded financial assistance, now offsetting 75%, which is up from 50%, of a business's costs associated with developing tailored talent pipeline initiatives. With funding established by the Kentucky General Assembly, KCTCS is proud to deliver TRAINS-backed projects to help businesses across the Commonwealth equip their current and potential employees with the tools and the on-the-job experience to succeed at work and beyond. And now we have an article from Business Lexington that's headlined, Bridging the Electric Vehicle Gap: How Kentucky Utilities Are Making It Easier for Drivers to Plug In. According to a study published in June by the Edison Electric Institute, which represents all U.S. investor-owned electric companies, the number of electric vehicles on the road in the U.S. is projected to jump from 2.4 million at the end of 2021 to nearly 26.5 million in 2030. While recent national legislation intends to revive and expand EV tax credits, the country still needs to hit the accelerator on installing the charging infrastructure that's needed to power the expected increase in EV adoption. In fact, the same EEI study says at least 12.9 million charge ports will be needed to support the projected number of EVs on the road in 2030. A mix of public and private entities, including utilities, are working to grow America's network of EV charging stations, and utilities here in Kentucky are doing their part. The Commonwealth's largest utilities, Louisville Gas and Electric Company and Kentucky Utilities Company, have installed nearly 24 publicly accessible EV charging stations across Kentucky and are working to install fast charging stations in the near future. Additionally, LG&E and KU, along with their parent company, PPL, are part of the National Electric Highway Coalition, a partnership of U.S. utilities focused on providing drivers access to efficient, fast electric vehicle charging stations along major highway systems and allowing the public to travel long distances in confidence. We know that, along with the cost to purchase an EV, range anxiety is among the leading factors keeping drivers from choosing to go electric, said LG&E and KU Vice President of Customer Services, Eileen Saunders. We're committed to working with our industry partners, elected officials, communities, and businesses across our service territories to do what we can to help remove that barrier and to empower drivers to go EV and reduce their carbon footprint. For drivers powering up on a standard 120-volt outlet or a 240-volt dryer-styer outlet from the convenience of their home, the utilities say plugging in on LG&E or KU's electric rates is like spending a dollar a gallon for gas, a fact that most would consider an attractive alternative to the record high prices of this summer. The utilities also offer programs and tools for customers, including partnering with businesses interested in hosting EV charging stations of their own. For those considering whether to purchase an EV, the vehicle section of the LG&E and KU online marketplace has data on more than 2,300 conventional, hybrid, and electric vehicles and provides side-by-side comparisons on criteria that interest customers the most. The site also provides a one-of-a-kind efficiency rating and lifetime costs to compare options that will help customers decide if purchasing an EV is the right choice for them. Our next article is also from Business Lexington, headlined Removing Language Barriers by Kathy Stamps. Hispanic Connections of Lexington is a small company of three people, making a big impact among native Spanish speakers in central Kentucky. Hispanic Connections was founded in 2014, primarily as a tax preparation and insurance firm. It has since expanded to include business registration, one-on-one business consultation, notary and apostille services, and all manner of Spanish translation and interpretation services. Owner and CEO Myrna Serrada even performs wedding ceremonies. She's a licensed wedding officiant, a notary public, and holds interpretation certificates, IRS certification, and three licenses as a bilingual insurance agent. We've received a lot of help during the pandemic to stay afloat, Serrada said. Due to the success of our business, we've been able to expand our office space to accommodate more clients. The company expanded to a suite next door at its office building on Alexandra Drive and held a reopening ribbon-cutting ceremony in mid-August. Hispanic Connections of Lexington serves a diverse community in central Kentucky. 70% of its clients are exclusively Spanish-speaking. 20% are African refugees and 10% are English-speaking. Over the years, we started adding different services based on what our clients needed or were looking for, she said. We've tried to be a one-stop shop for all of our clients' needs. At the beginning of the pandemic, Hispanic Connections offered services over the phone or via email. We serve clients nationwide and sometimes globally, depending upon what services they need, Serrada said. We can serve our clients via Zoom, mailing them their requested documents. Clients come to Hispanic Connections for business insurance, insurance for cars, houses, and boats, automobile paperwork for those moving to Kentucky from another state, as well as tax services for individuals, business owners, and contractors. Several times a year, Serrada teaches tax classes in the business's new conference room. We're able to accommodate our clients within the privacy of our meeting room or in our open office space, depending on what services they need from us, she said. Serrada grew up in Venezuela, where she earned a college degree in marketing. She moved to the United States in the early 1990s, following her brother-in-law when he came to study at the University of Kentucky. Serrada's first jobs in Lexington were working as a Spanish interpreter for the Fayette County Health Department and at Bluegrass Community and Technical College. In 1998, she started her own business called English and Spanish Communications, teaching Spanish classes. She founded Hispanic Communications of Lexington in 2013. Being a small business owner in Lexington has been a dream come true, she said. We've been able to serve a niche market and integrate ourselves with other small businesses through our Community Neighborhood Association, as well as with Commerce Lexington. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 7.2% of Lexington's population is Hispanic. An estimated 23,169 people as of July 1, 2021. Hispanic Connections of Lexington is serving the needs of the fastest growing population in Kentucky right now, and we are proud to serve that need, Serrada said. If any other small business owners want to get into that market, we are experts, and we will be able to help. The next article from Business Lexington is headlined Civic Connections, September 2022 by Amber Dietz, LFUCG Citizens Advocate. While the Lexington-Fayette Urban County Government Citizens Advocate position was established in the mid-1970s by the LFUCG Charter, the position has been updated in recent years to keep up with changing times and needs. The purpose of the position has long been to provide Lexington's residents with an independent agent or ombudsperson within the government to investigate citizen complaints against the LFUCG, disclose any irregularities or abuses, recommend policy changes, and to provide Lexington's residents with information and referrals. In response to recommendations from the Mayor's Commission for Racial Justice and Equality, since July 2021, the Citizens Advocate has also been tasked with assisting individuals in filing complaints against the Lexington Police Department. When requested by individuals seeking to file a complaint with the Lexington Police Department, the citizen's advocate is tasked with explaining the LPD complaint process and then assisting individuals with filing an informal complaint or accompanying individuals filing a formal complaint and updating individuals about the status of their complaints with the LPD. It's important to note that the Office of the Citizens Advocate does not replace LFUCG Department's standard compliant resolution procedures. Complainants must make reasonable efforts to resolve problems with the LFUCG Department at issue before contacting the Citizens Advocate. Arguably, the most significant word used in defining the LFUCG Citizens Advocate is independent. The person filling the position is selected by a panel of 12 citizens, one from each council district, and protections are in place to prevent the Citizens Advocate from capricious termination or the position being eliminated without amending the charter. These protections allow the Citizens Advocate to investigate citizen complaints without interference. It's important and interesting to note that while some large cities across the country and most states have municipal ombudsman's offices, the LFUCG Citizens Advocate appears to be the only local municipal ombudsman in Kentucky. Louisville has a citizen's advocate who appears to be tasked solely with assisting citizens seeking to file a complaint specifically against the Louisville Metro Police Department. Amber Dietz is LFUCG's current citizen's advocate and has served in this position since May 2018. Amber can be reached by phone at 859-280-8271. 8271. Turning back to the Lane Report, the headline is Commerce Lexington Releases 2022 Minority Business Guide and Directory. Minority and women-owned businesses are important segments of our region's successful economy. In fact, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, they outpace other businesses in terms of growth while participating in a wide variety of industries. Since the mid-1990s, Commerce Lexington, Inc. and its predecessor, the Greater Lexington Chamber of Commerce, along with its many partners throughout the community, have championed the efforts of minority-owned businesses. Commerce Lexington's Community and Minority Business Development, CMBD, program works to promote and sustain the economic growth, development, and self-sufficiency of ethnic minority-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Minority businesses are offered strategic and business planning, procurement assistance, access to lending tools, and the expertise of a full complement of economic professionals. Commerce Lexington recently released its 2022 Minority Business Resource Guide and Directory, which not only aims to help area minority business owners find assistance to overcome challenges and barriers to their business, but also makes it easier for people and companies throughout our region to do business with Commerce Lexington member minority and women-owned businesses. Commerce Lexington began publishing this guide and directory in 2007 when several business owners expressed difficulty in finding quality minority-owned businesses within the community. Commerce Lexington's Senior Vice President of Community and Minority Business Development, Tyrone Tyra, said, "Our team has worked very hard to not only provide our most disadvantaged businesses with the tools and resources to find success, but also to shine a light on the benefits to the local economy of companies increasing their spending with minority businesses. As the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats, and we would like to see all segments of our community have the same opportunity to prosper. The next headline is Cannabis Research Center established at UK. The University of Kentucky is home to a new center that will advance research on the medical use of cannabis. The UK Cannabis Center will conduct research on the health effect of cannabis, including its risks and benefits when used to treat certain medical conditions. Based within the UK College of Medicine's Center on Drug and Alcohol Research, CDAR, the center will build on cannabis research already taking place at UK and expand the profile of clinical cannabis research. Established by Kentucky House Bill 604, the center is intended to accelerate research on cannabis that is relevant to the health and well-being of Kentuckians. The law provides this center with a $2 million appropriation over the next 2 years. During this year's legislative session, House Bill 136, a measure to legalize medical marijuana in Kentucky, failed to make headway in the state Senate after passing through the House. As Kentucky considers legalizing the use of medical marijuana, research conducted at the new center will help educate medical providers, legislators, and citizens on the risks and benefits of the use of cannabis and cannabinoids. The legislature is interested in having us explore the conditions for which medical cannabis might be useful, as well as the most effective dosing and the route of administration for each condition, said Shauna Babylonis, PhD, director of the UK Cannabis Center. Babylonis, an assistant professor in the Department of Behavioral Science and a cannabis researcher at CDAR, is increasingly recognized as a leader in the cannabis field and an expert on the topic of medical cannabinoids. She has 3 active National Institutes of Health grants totaling nearly $3.5 million aimed at examining cannabis-opioid interactions, cannabis effects in those with opioid use disorder, and the effects of cannabis on simulated driving performance. The new center will allow us to expand our clinical research, particularly focusing on medical conditions that may be helped by medical cannabis, Babylonis said. And so this concludes the reading of the most recent issues of Business Lexington and the Lane Report. Your reader has been Betsy. We appreciate your attention to Radio I and hope that you'll stay tuned for continued programming. On behalf of everyone here, we thank you for listening and hope that you'll have a good rest of your day.